Well, good day, everyone. Welcome to the Life Investigated podcast here on November the 27th, 2023. I suppose on a general podcast like this, to where we may look at anything from Christianity and Bible teaching to current events, we can always have something that we want to talk about, that's for sure. And most of anything that will be spoken about on a podcast is going to primarily be controversial to one side or the other, and that's okay. Controversy sometimes can cause us to rethink our positionings on things. Controversy sometimes can cause us to take pause and listen to one side or the other that we may not have considered before. So controversy is not always bad. Sometimes that's what it takes to get us out of our comfort zone and to start looking at things in life that we can actually impact or change. You see, one of the easiest things to do is just to stick your head in the sand, not be involved, not speak out. Always take the positioning of, well, someone else better than me, smarter than me, more influential than me, someone else can take up the battle. Well, the battle just doesn't always get fought in the correct measures, though, does it, when we leave it to someone else and we choose to disassociate ourselves with anything that might have a potential long-term effect on our lives in this country, in America, whether it be from a morality issue or to a governmental issue. When we disregard issues at hand, we give whatever the other side happens to be the upper hand. And whether we like it or not, life is a battle. Life is a battle. And you might think, well, I don't really like that idea. I want to live a peaceful life. Well, who doesn't? But in reality, when we look back through history from the very beginning of mankind, using, at least I do, using the Bible as my history book in that respect, that the Bible is much more than a history book to me, but using the Bible from a historical fashion, getting along is something that just hasn't happened since the fall at the Garden of Eden of mankind. Matter of fact, it's been prevalent from ancient days of humanity right up to 2023. So the subject matter today of this podcast is, when did America accept communism? You know, this country was founded for liberty and justice for all. We wanted our religious freedom. We wanted freedom over our money. We wanted some say-so over our finances, the lifestyles that we choose to live. You know, that's kind of where this country come from. And I'm speaking of the United States of America. So in the spirit of obtaining those goals, those life goals that our founders came to America to do, there was a set of laws and principles established that said, okay, essentially we will be a republic, a nation ruled by law, but we will democratically elect our officials to govern us and to make those laws. And it's not a bad process, is it, when it works correctly, when we elect the correct people to our offices? And, you know, throughout the history of this nation, we have elected bad people. We just did not start electing bad people recently. We have made bad decisions since the course and the foundation of this country. We've made some bad decisions. Typically, you can get over bad decisions. if you don't allow those bad decisions to go unchecked. In other words, the bad decisions being the politicians that we have elected to run our government. I think we probably neglect the bad decisions that we make by not holding our elected officials to a higher standard, by not holding them to term limits. I think there are some great things that need to be changed in this country. Now, having said that, that's going to take a while to do. And I think we are so divided right now, I think that's just not going to happen. But we can still enforce some accountability as citizens. The squeaky wheel gets the grease, so to speak, so we need to be making some more noise. You know, look, whether you're a conservative American, whether you're a Christian American, whether you are middle of the road American, it's really we are the majority in the Democratic part of this republic, okay? But we are allowing small factions of the woke communist movement to dictate what the rest of us will do and will not do and cannot do. 2020 should have taught us in this country that we are on the road to a totalitarianism government. We got told exactly what to do. We got told what to put in our bodies. We got told where to go, when to go there, and how to act when we got there. And if we didn't, we were under the threat of the government. It primarily, when this started, this communist form of government in 2020, when we started seeing the manifestation of it. Now, I posed the question just shortly ago, when did America accept communism? Well, it's been coming for a long time. The seeds have been here for a long time, and we have allowed those seeds to grow unchecked. And you know, when you've got weeds in your garden, if you don't get out there with your hoe and your shovel and your trowel and you don't take those weeds out of the garden, the weeds overtake the garden. And the fruit or the vegetable that was planted is basically the life is sucked out of them, the nutrients in the soil and the water. The weeds take all the nutrients and all the water, and the good product that you put into the ground dies. Well, that's what's happening to us in America. We're dying. We're dying as a nation. We certainly have been on the decline from a Christian moral perspective. The church has been on a decline, and certainly 2020 proved detrimental for many churches that had no real root or foundation under them anyway. Many of those have already gone by the wayside. Now, what are we going to do? How do we curtail this? Just read history. As I've mentioned many times, China, I'll make many posts all through the years now, just reminding, hey, China is our enemy. But we keep allowing our politicians, keep allowing them, and quite frankly, greedy Americans selling their farmland. And I get it. Farming is a extremely difficult industry to make a living out of. But we see greed take over, and especially developers, and they sell their land to the Chinese government, especially our commercial farm land, where China has such a stronghold in our food production now. And China's economy is worse than ours, most likely. At least that's what the reports I see are. But we're in pretty bad shape ourselves. Well, actually, we're in really bad shape with our economy and our debt in the United States. But we just let the weeds keep growing over the years. And we seen it. I mean, most of us seen it coming, but we thought, okay, this is America. This will really never, this communism, Marxism, it will never really take root because Americans just won't let it take root. Well, Mr. and Mrs. fellow Americans, we have allowed communism to take a root hold into our nation and into our government. The Chinese government and other communist governments have infiltrated our leadership. They have infiltrated our government. They're in government positions, and this has been going on for quite some time. It's more apparent and more blatant under the criminal enterprise of Biden Family Incorporated that is dictating the country right now. We are not currently being governed under a democratic republic. We are being already governed under a shadow dictatorship through our presidents, so-called presidents' incompetency, and those behind the scene like Hussein Obama and Michelle Obama, who are democracy haters, and they are of the controlling class and controlling party. And they are multimillionaires, probably billionaires by now, since coming into office. And they're using both their influence and their status to further detriment the country through policies and procedures and placement of personnel that they have placed into the Biden administration. Now, back to the communism. Our universities have taught many years communism, but more in a quiet fashion than what they are doing now. These Marxist professors have become more outspoken now than they were at one time because they know they now have a criminal enterprise running the government that will not cause any retribution against them. However, as we have seen, if Mr. or Miss Everyday Normal American decides to speak out publicly on something against them or against their communist viewpoints, their Marxist viewpoints, their wokeism, whatever one may want to call it, all of a sudden people find themselves in a federal penitentiary or in a federal court. So we know if communism, one of the things they do is they control the press, they control speech, and they control religion. All you have to do, the most recent example of that, if you look back into the 1970s when Mao Zedong and his cultural revolution in China came in and he took power. Of course, China was in shambles then. And he said, okay, I'm going to do a total control of the people and of this land so this land can be better. Well, the land was only better, the government was only better for him because he was a totalitarian. He had absolute say-so over what the people said, what they heard, and of course, quite frankly, it's still that way because this new guy they've got, he's the same way. He's just a little more polished about it than Mao Zedong was. In this Cultural Revolution, they took and decided what the children would be taught in school, if they even allowed them in school. And guess whose handbook they used? The dictator's handbook. That was their textbooks. They got sent to concentration camps, i.e. work farms, to be educated or re-educated in the ways of communism and the ways of submission. You see, a communist government will always require you to submit. And if they can't require you to submit, even if you stand forward and you say, you cannot inflict enough pain on me to make me submit to your ideas. They then attack your family. And it gets much harder for us to stand our ground when our families are being attacked and our families are being tortured or our families are being falsely imprisoned or our children are being ostracized in school and bullied in school by the leftist attitudes from the teachers and the principals that are in a lot of the public schools and actually some private schools now. Just because you send your child to a private school, you need to do a little more investigating on who actually is in leadership and what your teachers, who your teachers are and what they're actually teaching your children even in private school today. And that goes for Christian school. Just because you say you're a Christian and just because you say you're a Christian school, it does not mean that you are teaching and going with the values of Jesus Christ and the Bible. So you need to do more investigating, parent. You need to be more involved with your child's welfare and education. I know this life is difficult. It is so busy, and so many of us are working multiple jobs, especially during this current inflation that we have that has been imposed upon us. Inflation is another way to control a society. How? So without just taking our money, they make it so difficult to survive just for the normal things of living expenditures of a house, of a car, of food on the table, of clothing for your children. They're without just coming in and seizing our bank accounts, this is another way that they are controlling us. When you have super inflation like we have experienced in the last 2 or 3 years, it's a control measure. Just like all the other control measures that they tried to implement, or well, I should say did implement, and the sad part is they implemented those control measures during COVID very successfully. They actually had a very good first trial run during COVID to see how to subdue the American people. Our governor here in Virginia, he was a master at it then. The Democrat governor that was in Virginia, he was a master. When people would stand up to him in one manner, he would do an end run or an end around the defensive posture that the citizens of the Commonwealth were taking, and he would come in at a different angle and make the tackle, so to speak. So when he couldn't control the individuals with going into stores and not being unmasked or being unvaccinated, then he just threatened the Commerce Secretary, just said, well, okay, I'll just pull everybody's business licenses. If you don't, as a business, if you don't enforce these communist standards that we want enforced, we'll just shut all the businesses down, and that way the people won't have anywhere to go trade and do goods and get the necessities of life. So we will get you. A communist will tell you this: I will have my way and I will have control in one manner or the other. I will use as many means as necessary to obtain my goal of control. Folks, if you living in America today, if you do not have your head in the sand, you cannot possibly perceive that we are not being controlled every single day of our lives. And it's going to come back in worse measure. You say, well, you're a patriot, trainer. You are a gloom and doom kind of guy. I am a realistic kind of guy. And I see things for what they are. You watch. 2024 is a vital election year all the way around. You need to be aware of the measures that are they're going to implement to try to keep you out of the polls, to keep you away from rallies, to take more of your money to where you're just broke and busted and disgusted to the point that you don't even feel like participating anymore. So what can we do? Well, as a Christian, the first thing I should do, I'm probably guilty sometimes of just getting upset and not doing the first things. The first thing as a Christian, the first thing I should do is pray. The Bible says that God will give any man wisdom and will give him much wisdom if he'll just ask for it. And I know sometimes I'm guilty of not asking for that wisdom as well as I should, especially in the beginning of a situation. First thing, as a Christian American, you want to pray and seek God's guidance and counsel. He may tell you through the Holy Spirit, he may tell you something you haven't even thought of. The traditional ways, we certainly know, we cast our votes. We do not stay at home. This election, this month in Virginia, which for the conservatives was a great disappointment. Why do you think that was? It wasn't as much over the issues as it was people stayed home. People didn't vote. And plus the Republican Party, in their infinite wisdom, left 19 House seats unchallenged. Now, come on. I know that I'm a hillbilly, and I get it. But common sense math will tell you that if you only had a slim margin to start with going into a race, when you leave, even if they're in districts that you don't think you really have much of a chance of winning, when you leave that district unopposed and you leave that many districts unopposed as the Republican Party did, what exactly did they think would happen? I mean, they were already at a disadvantage. There were some retirements going on, and so you didn't have the new recruits coming in trying to take over, did not have the clout and the finances that the old guard had, and then you leave 19 seats open without challenge. See, that's our problem. I think in America sometimes we've gotten to the point, if it looks like too much of a challenge, we just do what a lot of people did in Virginia this time. We just stay at the house. Anyway, that's the Patriots Trainer take on communism in part today on the 27th of November. I will speak with you again.